Florida legislature passes redistricting map Ron DeSantis promised to veto. By Wendell Hasebo on March 4, 2022. Governor Ron DeSantis, R., promised on Friday to veto the Republican legislature's redistricting map because it does not accurately reflect Florida's growing population. "I will veto the congressional reapportionment plan currently being debated by the House." DOA, dead on arrival, DeSantis announced to put pressure on the legislature. On Friday, establishment Republican House Speaker Chris Sprouls, R., with the House body conveyed a subpar map to the Florida Senate. Hours later, establishment Senate President Wilton Simpson, R., approved the map and sent it to DeSantis for his signature. In January, the legislature began weighing DeSantis's proposed map, which would generate 20 red districts and 8 Democrat districts. In comparison, the House version approved by the Senate would produce 18 red districts and 10 blue. DeSantis's map would terminate a Democrat district near Jacksonville by splitting it in two. It would also create a more favorable district near Tampa Bay and Pinellas County, an area that is turning red. Former state senator and current Lake County property appraiser Kerry Baker told Breitbart News the Florida legislature should work with DeSantis and not pass a map that he will veto. "Governor DeSantis's congressional map is both fair and constitutional," Baker said. "There are easily 100 different ways to draw a constitutional redistricting map. I hope the legislature takes into account the governor's concern." Baker also said the current state map, which benefits Democrats, was drawn by the Democrats and adopted by a liberal court. Baker said in contrast, DeSantis's map is honest and reflective of actual voters' performance in a strongly Republican state. Moving forward, Senate President Simpson and House Speaker Sprouls must decide whether to buck DeSantis, if DeSantis vetoes the map, or draw a map that DeSantis will sign into law. The pending decision could create a visible schism between the state's establishment and DeSantis's muster. The result of the dilemma will impact politics on a national level. Drawing favorable red districts in Florida would help Republicans win enough congressional seats in the November midterms. With Republicans in charge of the House, they would have an opportunity to impeach President Joe Biden, fire and investigate Dr. Anthony Fauci, stop the invasion on the southern border, and reduce the deaths from fentanyl. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and Getter @WendellHasebo.